The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 13th, 1973, in Paris, France.
Translation: that knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings, especially in the Vedanta Sutra, and is presented with all reasoning as to cause and effect.
So, about the soul and super soul, this is the great sages, 20% they have also discussed. Just like in the present age also, we are different parties, being personalist and the personalist, Sankalpa Sampradaya, they ascertain the absolute truth as impersonal, nirvishesha. And the Buddhists, they ascertain the absolute truth is zero. We are struggling nidvishesha sunnavadi. We are struggling against this nidvishesha sunnavadi, void is and impersonalist. So it is not now new. From time immemorial there are different views. But Krishna refers here with Brahma Sutra Padai. He too must be minister. Others, there are many other books of knowledge, they are not very reasonable. That is dogmatic. But Hetu Magdhi, if we accept this for logic and sense, that is first-class book which gives us information of the Atma Paramatma. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the author says, Chaitanya dayar patha karah vichar. Vichar kodile chitte bhave samatta. The author says that you kindly put your consideration and judgment about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you consider with logic and reason, vichar karile, pavi chitte chamatkar, you'll feel that these are wonderful things. So we haven't got to accept anything blind. The Brahma Sutra and Vedanta Sutra is called Naya Prasthan. There are three different processes for understanding the absolute truth. Naya prasthan, Shruti prasthan, Smriti prasthan. Brahma Sutra is Naya prasthan. Naya prasthan means everything, all the sutras and codes are there with full reasoning. Hetu madhvi vinishti. And whatever Brahma Sutra says, that is vinishtita, means ascertained. There is no doubt. Just like Brahma Sutra says, athato brahma jigyasa. Brahma Sutra says, now it is the time for inquiring about the absolute truth. Now means, in this life, human form of life, or just like in Europe and America, it is the time now to inquire of the absolute truth. Because materially they are advanced. They have seen all material advancement. The scientists are now perplexed that how we shall maintain ourselves, because we have nothing to give anymore. Whatever stuff we had, that is finished. Now they are simply to bluff. No more stuff to give. They have given us motor car and atomic bomb and aeroplane and electronic activity. So many things they have given. That's all right. Simply they could not give us relief from birth, death, old age and diseases. The real problems are there. But they have given some superfluous. Just like this is also scientific improvement, microphone. But the microphone sometimes goes wrong, that does not mean I stop speaking. We can do without microphone. That is not a very great problem. Suppose science has given us motor car. That's all right, but sometimes without motor car we walk. Or there is bullock cart. The real problem which very much disturbing us, that we, all of us, we do not want to die. But the science could not give us any formula assuring that there is no more death. That is not possible. So, athāta brahma jiggāsa, as I was talking, then in the Western countries, Europe and America, about 40 years ago, sometimes in the year 1935-36, about 40 years ago, or little less, one of my godbrother, German, his name, still living, he is now in Switzerland. He has taken the name of, what is the name?
Sadanand,
yes. His real name is Sulle, German. So, when he came to India, in a meeting he said that so far mystic power is concerned, that we have solved by science. We have nothing to learn about the mystic power. I have come to India to learn how to understand God and His service, loving service. Actually, and that is the position, 40 years ago he said, so Europe and America, they have enough of material enjoyment. Meat eating, wine, oven, they have got sufficient. So they are not very much interested with all these things, although because they have no other alternative for enjoyment, so they are enjoying or trying to satisfy them, but that is not giving them real satisfaction. That's a fact. This wine, oven and meat eating, that is not giving them any more satisfaction. But because they have no other alternative, what they can do? Punak punak charvita charvananam, chewing the chewed, that's all. It is already chewed, it is already tasted, but there is no other alternative, therefore they are tasting the same thing, this way and that way. So, their time is now athāta brahma jiggāsa. Therefore, from India, any rascal comes as yogi and sadhu and avatar, they go, they are hankering after. You see, practically, this younger generation, they ask me sometimes, why so many younger generation come to you. Yes, they are frustrated. They are no more interested to live like their fathers and grandfathers. That has become hackneyed. the same things. Same gambling, same meditating, same woman hunting and same intoxication, that has finished. So, when one has finished his material enjoyment, then the next question is brahma-sankha, athāto brahma-jijñāsa. They try to inquire about the Absolute Truth. That is natural sequence. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra, the first aphorism is athāto brahma-jijñāsa. Yes, that is natural. As you young boys and girls, why you are after me? The natural sequence is that now we have to inquire what is the next, because this material happiness has not given us any happiness actually. So, when a man becomes civilized, when a man has enjoyed enough of the so-called material, the next inquiry is about the Absolute Truth, that is natural. That is natural. Because every living entity is a spiritual spark, he is not this body. Therefore Krishna has already explained. To understand what the Khetragna, the knower of the body, and to understand what is this body, Khetra-Khetragna, and who is the another real proprietor of the body, Krishna, Khetragna, cha pi mana vidhi. So, if one can understand these three things, Khetra-Khetragna and the Supreme Khetra, even by common sense we can understand, it requires little cool brain. But that cool brain cannot act without giving up these four things, namely illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication and gambling. If your brain is congested always with all these four rubbish things, you cannot think of higher, finer things. That is not possible. Therefore we restrict to make the brain clear, to understand about Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj said, Vina Pasuguna Nidhikta Tarsai Rupagiyamana Bhavoshadi Chutra Mano Virama Kau Tamasloka Gunanu Badar Virat Jati Vina Pasuguna Vina Pasuguna. And these are the Shastric injunctions. The meat eaters, they have no brain to understand about the Absolute Truth. They simply speculate. They cannot understand. It's not possible. That is the Parikshit Maharaj says, Vina Pasugna, except the rascals who are accustomed to kill animals, or everyone who takes shelter of the glorification of the Lord. Except these persons, Vina Pasugna. He says, Nibhitta Tarsai Rupagiyamana, glorification of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It is chanted by the liberated person. It is not chanted by the conditioned soul. It is not possible. Therefore, not everyone can chant. You have seen it, experience, that you are chanting, dancing, very in ecstasy, emotion. Others are standing without opening their mouth. They cannot chant. That is very difficult job for them. Because it is the property of the liberated person, not for the conditioned soul. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj said, Nidhitta Tarsai. Tarsai, Krishna. Krishna means hankari. Hankari. Just like if you are thirsty, you feel, where is water? Where is water? Where is water? That is called Krishna. So, Nirvikrit also means one who has finished all hankering for material desire. He is called Nirvikrita Krishna. Nirvikrita means finished. And Krishna means hankering. It's the same thing is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankati. Kankati. Kankati means if I hanker, that means still I am hungry or thirsty. But there is a position, Brahma bhuta position, by Brahma jigyasa, that we can get relief of these two activities, hankering and merit. The material world, there are two things only. Lamenting and hankering. Those who do not possess his hankering. And those have lost their lament. But there are two things only. Actually, you do not possess. Somehow or other, if we possess, that is also lost. Just like we have got this body. Khetraga, khetra, khetraga. Khetra is this body. So, by hankering, by desiring, he can get any type of body. There are 8,400,000 of bodies. Just if you are eager to get a certain type of body or certain type of standard of living, Krishna will give you. Jidathāvāṁ prapatyam te tāṁ tu thayiva bhajāmaham. Because here it is the business, Krishna's business is these rascals, this conditioned soul, they want to lord it over this material world. And Krishna has to supply them. That is Krishna's business in this world. Simply bothering. Just like so many children. The father is put into difficulty. One child wants, father give me this. Another child says, my father, give me this, give me that, give me that. And father being affectionate, he has to satisfy all the children. So Krishna's position is like that. Therefore Krishna comes being bothered by these rascals. That you want from me so many things, but you are not happy. Please therefore give up this business. Sarva dharmān parityaja. Māmekam sarva. Just become. Follow me, you'll be happy. Therefore Krishna comes. Real solution is that, Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra says, Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. Now you don't inquire for any other thing. Why should you? All other things required by you, that is already supplied, it will be supplied. Why you bother? You just try to understand the value of your life in Krishna consciousness. That is your only business. Tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida. Kovida, those who are intelligent. Tasyaiva heta. For that thing, prajateta endeavor should try to get that thing. For that thing, nalabhate jat bhramatam parajadha. Just like people are struggling. Wherever you go, material world, either you go to London or go to Paris or to Calcutta or Bombay, anywhere you go, what is the business? Everyone is traveling. Day and night, the motor car going this way and that way, this way and that way. Last night I was speaking with Sudhak Kirti. Wherever you see this nonsense thing, any city you go, the same road, same motor car, same huzur, same petrol. What is the difference? But we say, this is television. I have come to Paris, I have come to Calcutta. But what is the difference between Calcutta and Paris and Bombay? The same thing. Again and again, chewing the chips. Therefore, the Brahma Sutra advises, now you have done this chewing the chew. So many lives. Chewing the chew means ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha. Either you are dog or you are man. You have to make solution how to eat, how to sleep, how to satisfy yourself, and how to defend. The same problem is in the dog life, the same life problem is in the human life. Same life is in the demigod life also. Just like our Bhagavan Das was telling me that in Paris they are levying taxes 20% for maintaining the expenditure of atomic bomb. So we are simply creating problems. That's all. The so-called advancement of civilization means the same problem. Atomic bomb, what is that? Defensive. Ahara nidra bhaya. Bhaya means fearfulness. Because we are afraid, either English or France or German, everyone is afraid. Just like a dog is afraid whether another dog is coming. So the so-called civilized men, they are also afraid whether Englishmen are coming to attack and the German, therefore there must be atomic bomb, I shall throw, therefore you must give me tap. These things are simply the trying to solve the problems of fearfulness, that's all, defense. So this fearfulness is there in the dog, in the hawk, in the small sparrow, bird, everywhere. You have seen the sparrow, bird. As soon as on the land, want to eat something. It's afraid. It's not somebody coming to kill me. Everywhere. In the aquatic also. Everyone is afraid for life. But Krishna has given them different types of defensive measures. It is learned from the Shastra that the fish, they can by the waves of the water, they can understand that few miles ahead there is enemy. They can understand. And they become immediately defensive, how to protect. Because this is trouble for existence. I want to eat you, you want to eat me. Jiva jiva sajivanam. This is going on. So everyone is afraid, everyone is taking defense. Even tiger is also afraid. Do you know that? Tiger is also. Tiger has become very powerful animal. Everyone is afraid of. He can catch anyone and kill him and eat him. Unfortunately, he does not give the opportunity of catching anyone. The tiger cannot eat every day very nicely. He gets once in a week a chance, or once in a fortnight a chance to capture an animal. Therefore he kills and kills it for eating daily. It is not that just like you are getting daily Bhagavat Prasadam, nice dish. Nobody is applying to tiger. Nobody is going to tiger's prawn. Sir, kindly kill me and eat. Nobody is there. Everyone has got to struggle. Nahi suptasya simhasya pravishanti mukhe mrida. This is the statement. In this material world is so bad that in the lion, if he keeps himself sleeping, because lion is considered to be the king of the forest. So if he thinks that I am the king of the forest, so why should I work? Let me sleep. And my eating animals will come and enter into my mouth. No. You have to stop it. You have to stop. You have to find out. Therefore, this energy is called karma sangha anna. There are many energies of Krishna. Prasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. But learned scholars, they have divided into three: the spiritual energy, the marginal energy, and the material energy. Titiya karma sangha anya, titiya shakti vishyate. So here this material world, either you become a tiger, either you become Lord Brahma, or you become a small ant. You have to struggle for your existence. This is material. You cannot think that I shall be happy without any work. People are trying to do that. That when a man gets some money, bank balance, he no more work. But that is the tendency, that without working, I shall maintain myself happily. That is our tendency. Anandamaya Vyasa, Vedanta Sutra says, because our tendency is to enjoy life, but we do not know where to enjoy, how to enjoy. And that is called illusion. We are trying to enjoy life in this material world where there is no enjoyment. There is no enjoyment. Repeatedly, Shastra says, Krishna says, Dukkhalayam asasatam. This place is simply for miserable condition of man. Dukkhalayam asasatam. And still, it is temporary. Even if you think, all right, there are so many miserable conditions, never mind. Let me adjust and be here permanently. Oh no, that is also not enough. Temporary. You may decorate your Paris city, Napoleon tried and others tried, but you cannot leave yourself. You have to go out. But these rascals do not understand. They decorate, decorate. Tax, give more tax, give more tax, they can decorate. But how long you shall be in this decorated city? Even if you leave, if you are so much lover, great nationalist of the country, suppose next life you get the, because when one has very much attraction for a certain land, then he again takes birth in that land. So if you take your birth not as human being or as a cat and dog or a cow, then he is sent to the slaughterhouse. Then what is the use of your becoming nationalist? Your man for whom you have worked so hard, next life, if you take your birth as a cow, the same man will send you to the slaughterhouse. But these rascals do not know what is the mystery. Therefore, to make solution of this problem, athāta brahma jignāsā. Now inquire what is the absolute truth. That is intelligence. Therefore, Krishna, although he is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is giving reference to the Brahma Sutra. Whatever he speaks is your life. He doesn't require to refer any authoritative book. But he is also giving. You have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the way. But these rascals are trying to avoid authoritative scriptures. Even Krishna is giving reference to the authoritative scripture. And these rascals, they are so degraded. He says, oh, why this book? Now I can manufacture my own knowledge. And other rascals will accept it. Yes, it is right. So this is called Kali Yuga. People are so degraded, less than animals, less than animals. Therefore, to revive them, the Vedanta Sutra says, athāta brahma jignāsā. Now we inquire about the absolute truth.
Thank you very much.